If you've ever moved back home after years abroad, you know it can be an adjustment, especially if your home has changed a lot since you've left. The world's Ritu Chatterjee recently returned to India after 11 years here in the U.S., and she's been noticing that at least one familiar part of life in India is fading away.
It was a dinner conversation that cued me in on it. I was speaking with Rachel Dwyer. She's a professor at the School of Oriental and African Studies at the University of London, and she was telling me about her research. She's studying elephants in Bollywood movies.
The definitive film for elephants in Indian cinema, I think, has to be Hathi Mere Saathi, which was made in 1971, and it was the biggest hit film ever.
At least for Bollywood at that point. Hathi Mere Saathi means elephant, my friend. The film is about a boy and his four wild elephant companions who save him from a leopard. And instead of raising the boy in the forest in Jungle Book style, the elephants move to the city with him. Even after the boy grows up, they continue living with him as his friends and protectors. The elephants even tow his girlfriend's car when it breaks down in the middle of nowhere. It's a fairy tale, of course. After all, elephants don't willingly follow us back to cities, and they don't run around solving our problems. That said, India does have hundreds of domesticated elephants.
There's a huge culture behind captive elephants. I mean, elephants have been captured in India for well over 2,000 years.
And elephants have long been a part of Indian culture. They appear in Hindu mythologies and in ancient Hindu and Buddhist scriptures, artwork and literature. So Indians have great respect for the animal. We associate elephants with intelligence, benevolence, devotion, even beauty. All this talk about elephants in India made me nostalgic about my childhood days in the small southern city of Mysore. I'd occasionally see the pachyderms ambling down narrow streets with their mahouts, their caretakers, on their backs. Most of these elephants belonged to temples, some to the royal family of Mysore. Elephants were also the stars of an annual procession for a Hindu festival. I was always excited to see them. They were awe-inspiring and yet familiar. And I imagine kids in other parts of the country had similar experiences.
You used to see elephants in the cities. They were brought in for weddings and festivals and so on.
But as I'm learning now, that's changed in most places. Mysore still has enough elephants for its festivals, but it's become harder to spot an elephant in urban areas. Now there are laws that restrict or ban owning elephants. The Asian elephant is an endangered species. Its biggest threat, loss of habitat. As India develops and we clear more forests to build roads, railways and farms, elephants and humans are increasingly coming into conflict.
The conflicts that happen on the borders here are huge. I mean, hundreds of people and elephants killed every year, elephants mown down by trains on railway tracks.
Now, I'm all for laws that aim to protect elephants. India's increasingly crowded and polluted cities are no place for these beautiful and intelligent animals. But I also worry about the flip side of this. If the only news we hear about elephants is about conflict, and if kids these days don't have the luxury of seeing these creatures on their streets like I did, are we losing the part of our culture that teaches us to respect these animals and coexist with them? If so, we're also losing something precious. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee, New Delhi.